beginnen wir an Daf mit Sech, das ist aber dieser Daf mit Ches. Beginnen wir an Daf, beginnen wir an Daf, beginnen wir an Daf, beginnen wir an Daf, beginnen wir an Daf. Okay, really, the ist ein bisschen like, it's only Rabbinic. But Kras macht bei Alma, and the Pasuk is just an allusion to this idea. So Pesach, Rashi explained Drabbanan. What's this, is Drabbanan? Gazo, Mishum, the Chayshi, they made a decree because we're considered Shabbi Echelen and Dvar Mitmeyim. Because the non-Jew might feed him non-kosher things. So it says, V'yesahar nir lefarish atam. No, it seemed more appropriate to explain the reason Mishum Chasnas because of intermarriage, like all the other things. B'chem Pesach HaKunsh, must need. That's actually what Rashi himself says in the Mishnah. Amir Rabbi Rabbi Avram, Rabbi David. It says, the Vandi Shlaka is Asur Chachamim. No, most definitely, the Bishlakim, the sages made it forbidden. When a non-Jew cooks in his own house, when he cooks in the Jew's house, in Lachish, you don't have to be concerned. Not for these two reasons. Loyal Chasna is not what Taisa said for intermarriage, and not for feeding non-kosher things, like Rashi says, because it's in the Jew's house. But Rebbein Tam did not agree to him. The Vandi most definitely gives Rabbi Chachamim Mavashal, since the non-Jew's cooking, the sages did not differentiate. Whether it's in the Jews or the non-Jews property, you always have to be concerned. Maybe it's not going to be careful. Even in the Jews' house, like it is in the non-Jews' house. It says the words of the Gemara. The difference between these two pshatim is dog katanim, small fish, ba'ardi, and mushrooms, and bedaisa, and porridge. Now, pirish, in other words, because she'en nacham chaim. These are things that not eaten raw. But they don't go on the table of kings. So according to one pshat, it's going to be a problem, and according to one not. Now, Rabbi Ben Tami says the following dik: when the nukat honey, from the fact we pick these cases, will the nukat vashik vina? Why don't we pick the other way around? Honey and cheese, which are shalom shulchan malachim, that they do go on royal tables, but they're eaten raw. Shmamina, obviously, what you wanted to see is the boy leminka devar mishnasim loshen achrin meisav alarishin. We were specifically saying things that, according to the first version, is not good, but according to the second version, is saying that it is good. The law club to be lean on the dafila in an echelchai that even though it's not in raw, but kimishay in oila since not alashachem malachim, less b'mishum b'shulah b'kachom, it does not have a problem b'shalakim. L'chem pas rabbein tam, liver rabbein tam ruled the hilchas akani trei lishni. The halacha is like both of these versions. That is v'ikachad menayu. If there's one of them, meaning oin echelchai, if it's eaten raw, oin eila, or it doesn't go on royal tables, in b'mishum b'shulah b'kachom, either one is going to make it that it's not a problem b'shalakim because the b'shal safe from halacha achar mekel. When it comes to rabbinic law, we go after the more lenient interpretation. For Ryan, the proof is the Minla Kaman Mishmaid Mandak will say later on the Sugid on Ahmed Bates. Kamishka Shlika, when we talk about the boiled oil, Bechenga by Dabash, when we talk about honey, Bistamatama, in general, the Gemara later on the Vlamatas, Ahmed Bates says, Imishim Bishulah Bikachavim, and if you can say, oh, maybe it's Pam Bishalakim, no, Nechal Kamashu Chai, it's eaten as it is raw, who perish. That's what he explains. And there's no problem about Bishalakim. Even though it is something that's Oil Shulchan Malachim. So you see that we're going lenient like that interpretation. And now the other way also. Later on, look over there. That there was a story with the beans of that was cooked by non-Jews, and that the Jews ate. The Rabbi Shimon Malkish, Rabbi says, no, it's not true. Whatever doesn't go on roll tables, there's no problem. Bishalakim. Even the tumas not eaten as roots. So you see, the Gemara brings stories both ways that if it doesn't have one or the other, it's going to be mutter, like Rebbein Tam Pasuk. And it says, Master begins the Gemara, dog, mkatan, meluchim, small salted fish, ain't by Mishum Bishul Levikachavim. There's no problem Bishulakim. Pierce, in other words. In Mishum Levikachavim, if the non Jew cooks it, Acha Shemelchin Yisrael, after the Jew salted it, sure, it's permitted. Why? Given the Shekhaidim Bishulim, because since even before they cooked it, Haynachal Machamas Mochim was already edible because the Jew salted it. Amr Yisrael, Yisrael says, and if the non Jew did roast it, Samechalim Mishum Edubit Tavshilim, you could rely on it that for Erev Tavshilim, that Lamaisa, that it was roasted, and you have cooked food from before Yomtim. Now, but the Goris, like we have, it says not to have the Girsa Ibika Chavim, that a non-Jew roasted it, ad, until the following sugi where it says, V'abdinu Ibika Chavim Kasad Harsna, that if the non-Jew made the Kasad Harsna, that's what we say, oh, that could be a problem. Kipesh Rebbein Chanan. And V'ashtanicha now also makes sense, the Leitikshi Lekamon, Rabbi Yechanan. We seemingly have a contradictory halacha later on that the Asadag Malach, he actually says salted fish and obeyed Sliwa and roasted egg is forbidden. No, the Asad may be Malcha Bikachavim. They're talking about where the non-Jew salted it. Bacha may be Malcha Yisrael, and we're talking about where the Jew salted it because the salt already makes it edible, and that would be the Bishul. V'dagim Ketan Maluchim, Nacham Kamoy Shehim Chayim, and the small salted fish are eaten as they are raw. And hence, it is something that would not have a problem about Bishul anymore, like anything that's eaten raw. Now, Amir Bidu says, from the fact that it says that they're salted, the mashma, that sounds like Shem Meluchim Asir, but if they weren't salted, they'd be forbidden. They're getting Tzarek Lomit. Obviously, you have to say, the Mamre Gidom Tzas. They're a little bit big. Shem Bepom Ashuchim Lochim, that at least would have the other variable that it goes on royal tables. Tilatim Achib, you don't say this in Tikshlan, then we would have a difficulty. Lahad the Amar, this that the Gemara says, Ikim and I dug and Gitanim, that the difference between them is small fish. Pirish, in other words, that the Gemara is telling us, Lamad Amanacha Gemeshuchai, that according to one that says that he is eaten as it is raw, Yeshmim Shem Bishulab Gechavim, you would have a problem with Bishalakim. You would not have a problem about Bishlakim. Now, the problem is we said Bilchazikat Tabaylakula, but we said we lean like both of them. So why would you say that they're salty? If they're not salty, it would also be mutter. Obviously, they're not so small. Like it says, Matabing in the words of Gemara, Gemash Malan. So what we're telling you is, by the Kasad Harsan, like Kimcha Ika, that the flower is primary. Now, Makano Ibn Tamater Knish, Voblia, Shaleb Kachavim, that he permitted these types of foods, and Loisim Shain Nizhar Mevashaleb Kachavim. For those who are not concerned about the bread part of it, because they're not careful from eating Pasakim, Dilamay Nechish, what should you be concerned for? Because it's made with eggs, but who cares? Imishim Dam Beitzim, if the problem is the blood that you have in eggs, Re Beitzim Shalom, Im Bam Dam. Most of our eggs don't have blood. Imishim Beitzim, if because maybe it's an egg that's non kosher, from a non kosher species, Hadein Matsum Benen, they're not so common amongst us. Imishim Bishul Ev Dikhavim, if because it was cooked by a non Jew, Kimche Iker, I mean the inverse of what our Sugi says, the flour is primary, Vavikim and Pasa, therefore it's like bread, and therefore the secondary ingredient of the egg would not be a problem, like we say here in our Sugi, that Kimche Iker. Look, also Tais Chulin of Samach Damla and Avdi Maschal Siman and Tais is in Beit of Tais Zayim and Beit of Maschal Kamashman. Let's just not to begin the words of Gemara LaOilam. The truth is the Leidi Haytam Aveitar. Well, yeah, we didn't know which one. It just happens to be that it was a non-Jew, but the same thing would be with a Jew. Now, says Tais and Mashman, it sounds like I have a Yodia, but had they known Haytar, which one was the kosher one? Havashari, so that burnt one would be permitted. Makan Rai Lahatach Agav Meleishchita. For me, is a proof that it's locust that it was without slaughtering, because obviously he was just it was killed without being slaughtered. But Rai, another proof is because the Eifes regarding birds Lahutzuch Shchita, we didn't require slaughtering. Elam Nei Shahut Lebe Mehim LeDogim, only because the Torah puts it between animals and fish. Vilkach Liver LePartim LeBleKum Eif. So to let them off without anything, that's not possible. Shikra Huk Shlebeim, because at least on some level they compare to animals, which the Torah tells us to slaughter. Now Mashma says Cholav Ha'Chi B'Tiri, but if not for that, they would be exempt. Because they compared to fish. So, Choshkin Chagam, so for sure, Lokish, Hurskur Acher Dogum, which I mentioned even after fish. Contaminant this after, like when this after, Chol Nefesh Chayyar, a mess of Bemayim, Elo Dogum, Chol Nefesh Asher Etz Alor, it's El Chagav. So the Pasuk is mentioning fish and then mentioning a reference to Chagav. Vaitan Matisef, there was a little in the Brice, so the Oichal Adam Chagav, a person could eat locusts, Ben Chayim, Ben Mason, whether they're alive or dead, Ben Chayim, have to be concerned. So he said it doesn't have to be slaughtered. But then, so if you're going to say, Vachayin Hechajar, how could they permit that it was alive? How about the Shaksu? But there's the problem about disgusting yourself, an abomination, that means Mesev Per Gerbekiva, and Shabbos Tabzadim and Beis, that Rav Chaz Rav Kahana, Rav Sor Rav Kahana, to come Abba Shoshiba Apumi, that he was putting this Shoshiba, this locust on his mouth. I'm going to shakli, take it away, they shouldn't say, Kahachale, that he ate it, because Mesh Abba Shaksu, you're violating about the Shaksu. So he says, forbidden to eat it alive. As you can say, the Hodesh Arbet Tesefta Chayin, this that Tesefta permitted when it's alive, Chayin, that is Hechash Achotachim in the Eber Echa, that he cut off one limb from it, but Rachze hate him and he washed it well. The like about the Shaksa, but it's Eber, there's no problem about the Shaksa in that limb, even though it's like Eber Minachai, but it was washed, so there's no about the Shaksa. Tes, look at Tes, Chul Nevzam, Chavam, and Avdim Mask Bamai, and Tes Shabbos, Tav Tzadim, and Vizdim Mask Adolai. And it's this Mat, the beginning of the Gemara, Kamash Malan. That what we're telling you is Lashurim Moni Kamachab. He's not intending to cook it, he's just coming to strengthen that vessel. Now, so that's not considered bishul. I have got min perikalgal. Although the Gemara tells in Shabbat Abadal, I am and base. Look over there. Hi man, the shodi sich salatuna. If someone throws the peg, the same case into the oven, chay mishum mevash is liable for mevash on Shabbos. So it's basically a handling the Shabbos. This is regarding malacha of Shabbos of bishul. Because the avigav l'shurim money come mechavin. Although he's intending just to strengthen his vessel, come akum mevash because he's still cooking a little bit. And begam lo is a bishul gerua who miskaven and is also intending to be that inferior element of the cooking of that peg. And regarding Shabbos, we were stringent to consider that significant. Which is only a derabban anyway. Regarding Bishalakim, it's not significant, but you're not going to be liable until you're intending for a full-fledged cooking.